questions from parents and athletes, and three things that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 28. Hi, I'm John Fugler, CEO and founder of RecruitMe and Athletic Scholarship Coach. Good to have you along on episode number 28, which is a little bit different. I always promise you 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. This is a little longer than that because what you're going to hear in this episode is a recording that I did on Facebook Live just this past Friday. Maybe you were there. If you weren't, then you can go back and it's also archived there on my RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship Facebook page as part of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. So this week is a little bit different. Got some excellent questions from parents and athletes and dug into those, as well as letting you know about three things that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough and some more information on Athletic Scholarship University. Got something happening there that expires on Super Bowl Sunday. So without any further ado, I'm going to just cut right in and you're going to listen to our Facebook Live Free Coaching Friday from this past Friday. So glad you're able to come and join me today. It's so good to have you. We have been doing these off and on for the last year or so, but I think this is the first Free Coaching Friday that I've actually done Facebook Live. So we got the, everything's rolling, got the audio rolling, got the camera rolling, and hopefully you're rolling too as we get into this. Just to let you know, I am John Fugler. I'm the CEO of RecruitMe. For the last 15 plus years, helping student athletes get an athletic scholarship. It was born out of the experience my wife and I went through with our twin sons. And if you've got two kids or more, then you know that this just multiplies when you have to send your kids to school, to college, to pay for that. Well, they were talented athletes, so I was able to work some things that I was taught, our family was taught, they were taught from other experts on how to get an athletic scholarship. And thankfully, they went through the process. We went through the process. It was a lot of work, but we were able to get fully paid educations at the schools of their choice. They end up going to the same one, playing the sport they love, competing in the sport they love. So that was a real blessing. We're thankful. A lot of people helped us along the way. But through that process, I became an expert myself. I didn't even realize that at the time. It had a lot of families that came to me and said, hey, help us out, friends of ours. And I sent them the documents and the systems that I used with our kids. They used them. From there, a friend and I put together an entire system anybody could use, and RecruitMe was born since then. We've helped thousands of families work through this process and these student-athletes achieving their scholarship dream. We're here tonight to talk about something that you want to talk about. I'm answering your questions. Questions have come in through Facebook and also through email to me regarding athletic scholarships, your burning questions. And I'm going to answer some of these tonight and also share with you three things that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough. Three things. I like to keep things simple. These will be three actionable items. One you can do right now, and maybe two more that you'll be able to do along the way. So make note of those. If you can't write them down, then have a good memory, okay? So I would like to invite you, those on Facebook Live, to check out the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, because what we're going through in this event on Facebook Live tonight is something that is part of a whole series of teachings that you can take part in and listen to on the podcast. So on iTunes, it's called the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You can also go to athleticscholarshippodcast.com and listen. That comes out every Tuesday. I've also got something for you tonight that will help you in the long term. I'm a believer that not just to shoot things out and let them sit there and hope you can grasp it and make it all work, just in a one-time opportunity, but I like to help families work on this on a long-term basis, because what you're going to hear tonight will help you in what you're doing, but not be able to give you the full picture. So let's talk long-term, and I'll be going into that in a little bit. So tonight, got some questions, some great questions that I've received, as well as going into talking about three things that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough. So I've done some preparation. I'll point you to some resources that you can be able to get a hold of and use. And all of these are online, some on the NCAA site that I think you'll find very helpful. So let's go ahead and take the first question. This is a great question from Charles. He said, are there ways to get an athlete noticed or seen more favorably on Scout, Be Recruited, other sources used by college recruiters? Well, Charles, good question. And one of the things, I want to back up a little bit and give you some perspective, because there's a misconception out there that if I'm on these sites, if I'm on Be Recruited and others, that coaches are going to gravitate to me. They are going to find me. These sites are going to promote me or promote my son or daughter to college coaches. And coaches are flocking to those sites. And that's a misconception, because number one, not all coaches are flocking to that site. There's some that don't go to those sites at all. In fact, many. In fact, there are some coaches that are so adamant, they say, we don't go there because we want athletes that are interested in our program, interested in our college or university. So we want to make connections with those we know have a good shot at recruiting to our institution, to our program. Coaches aren't sitting around just spending their time surfing the net and trying to find athletes. It doesn't work that way. However, there is a place for Be Recruited and some of those other sites and services, and we'll get to that. But I just wanted to lay that out for you, that that's a misconception, that coaches are just because you're there or your son or daughter is there, that they're going to be noticed, they're going to be found. Well, that's not true. What you need to do, as I've harped on for years, and this really works, it still works, is take the initiative. You need to promote yourself or promote your son or daughter to these coaches on around the country. You need to let them know that you're there, that you have an interest, that you put yourself before them. So you need to take the initiative, and there's a process to go through to effectively do that. With that said, then I say get on as many of those sites as possible. A lot of them are free. They have premium packages, but a lot of these sites you can get on for free. And so I would just say, hey, get on as many as you can, because there are coaches out there looking. Plus, you can send coaches to these sites to look at your profile, your video, your information. So don't spend a lot of money. You may not even have to spend any money to go ahead and do that. And I would just encourage you to get on as many as possible, but don't rely on these sites. Don't fall for that misconception. You want to feed coaches to those sites. Here's another option for you. Charles, you have your son build his own Facebook or own web page. So you're not relying on these sites, but you can build a web page pretty simply that has all the information that you need to communicate to coaches. So while you want to be on sites, other sites, yeah, build your own web page. Then you control that information. You can put videos on YouTube, embed them in your web page. You can personalize it, update it as you need to, and make this your site, your page. And you're disconnected from these other services, which tells the coaches, hey, you are working on this as an athlete or as a family, that you're working on it. Okay? So that's my advice to you, an answer to that question. That's what I wanted to paint that picture for you. So if you're looking in direct answer to your question, are there ways to get an athlete noticed or seen more favorably on these sites? Well, my advice is to send coaches there. Send the link to them so they can look at your son or daughter. This question comes in from Chad, and he asks this, we are new to this recruiting thing. My son will be a senior next year, and any help is useful. So there's that wide open question that may be where you are as you watch this broadcast or listen. And I'll just say here, let me answer this kind of three bullet points for you. The first, the first step is to have a heart-to-heart discussion with your son, Chad. Find out what his interests and dreams and desires are. Does he want to pursue college athletics? Is this where he wants to go? Is it your dream or is it his dream? Secondly, if you got that settled, that he does want to pursue an athletic scholarship, does want to pursue competing in college, talk about the things that will make a good fit. It's not just the dollars. Going into it, you need to have some parameters of what types of schools that you will be pursuing, or if they pursue you, if you're going to be interested or not. So talk about athletic dreams. Talk about an athletic program. Talk about the type of coach. Talk about the level, Division I, Division II, Division III, those kinds of things, NAIA. Talk about, ask some leading questions, some open-ended questions on what your son's desires are as far as athletics. Is this something that he wants to invest a ton of time in year-round? That's what D1 is all about. Or is it something he just wants to enjoy and even get an athletic scholarship doing that? Well, you may want to consider D2 or D3 because you want this to be a good fit going in as much as you can make it that way. Talk about the academics. What is he interested in pursuing? He may not have any idea what kind of major that he is looking for, but what are some of the interests? Ask those questions. And you want to find an athletic institution, academic institution that not only matches the athletics, but matches the academics. And that will narrow your search as well. If he is interested in engineering and there's school that doesn't excel in that or even offer engineering classes, and that you probably want to cross that off your list. It's the academics, which are much more long-lasting than the athletics. So academic, and then also college life. What kind of atmosphere is he or she looking for? Small school, large school, even what part of the country? Other questions you may want to ask is how far away is your son or daughter comfortable going out of state, or they want to stay in state, even across the country, and things like that. That helps you narrow the choices. It also helps you as a parent to get a better understanding of what's going on in your son or daughter's heart and mind. It's not just an intellectual decision. It's not just an athletic decision. It's an emotional decision as well. So that's something that you're want to kind of consider. So as you're pursuing an athletic scholarship, as you're doing that together as a family, and I believe you should do so, it's not just a parent's job or an athlete's job. As you're doing this and you're doing it together, this is an important conversation to have right away. If you haven't had that one yet, I would encourage you to go ahead and do it. It's never too late. There may be some huge misunderstandings, and maybe there's some tension there as you're going down this recruiting road. You're trying to figure out, what is that tension? Well, having this honest discussion as a parent and athlete, or parents and athlete, this is huge, this is big, and this is really a starting point. So that's what I recommend first. Second thing, Chad, is to get your list of schools together. Those schools that could fit this, that could fit this type of these parameters that you're talking about. I would encourage you to start dreaming and doing research on the internet and finding some programs. Get a list of 20, 30, 40 schools that may be possibilities as you begin and as you take the initiative, as I've already talked about, taking the initiative and not waiting for coaches to come to you. This could be fun. This could be really fun. Don't sit around and wait for coaches to contact you. If you're an athlete and parents, your son or daughter, that's usually not going to happen unless they're a top-tier athlete. For most athletes that get an athletic scholarship, they're not even the top on their team or maybe even in the top echelon in their league, but they get scholarships, and it's because they have taken the initiative. So make that list of schools. This isn't a once-and-for-all thing. This is a fluid list. There'll be some programs that go off the list. Other schools are added to the list, but there needs to be a starting point. I really recommend 50 to 75, but if you're just getting going, as you're saying here, you're new to this, then hey, start with 20 or 25. Think big, think beyond what might be comfortable, and stretch yourself. That's good. So that's part of the discussion. And then the third thing is just begin making contact. Don't sit back, as I said. Don't assume, even though your son might be on a website, your daughter might be on a website, and you think they're getting looked at, but there's really nothing happening. That's because you need to take the initiative, as I said before. So begin making contact with these schools. Yes, one by one. And make it as personal as possible. One thing coaches don't want is a form letter or a bulk email. They want to see that there's a personal interest, or else they'll hit delete. And that first contact, which I think is so important, that first impression is lost. You want to make a good first impression. Parents, this contact must come from the athlete. It can't come from you. Coaches want to know that the athlete is interested. You as a parent can help in the process. You can help your son or daughter build their email, build their letter, help them to script out a phone call, whatever it might be, however you're going to contact these schools. You can work through that with them. I worked through that paragraph by paragraph with our kids, and it paid off. It was hard work, and sometimes I got on their nerves because I kept coming back to it. But once we had the letter down and we were able to adapt it for the various coaches we were sending them to, we were on our way. So I'd recommend that. Take a little drink of water out of my Indiana Hoosiers cup that I keep around. We got a whole set of those. So there you go. There's if you're new to the recruiting thing, those are three things that you can do. And speaking of three things, what I promised you in this broadcast are three things that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough. Three things that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough. Maybe you're just starting. Maybe you are in the process, but things have slowed down. You got over the holidays, you took your eyes off it, and it's hard to get things rolling again here in the new year. Well, let me just give you this assignment. I've given it before on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, but this assignment will give you a breakthrough. Are you ready? It's just in follow-up to advice I gave Chad. I want you to contact five coaches by this time next week. So if you're listening, watching live, by next Friday, contact five coaches. If you're listening for the first time on the podcast, then 1 week from today, I want you to have contacted five coaches. You will be amazed as you do this, the kind of response it will get. So it may be an email, maybe a letter, maybe a phone call, but this is you as an athlete with a help from your parent to contact these coaches, express interest, and let them know you want to pursue a possibility of competing in their program, that you have an interest. Take the initiative, contact five. Maybe you'll want to go beyond that and do 10, but that is something that will give you a recruiting breakthrough. Maybe do that every couple weeks. Make that contact. I would highly recommend that. So that is that's one of the things. Got two more that I'll be talking to you about that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough. I also want to let you know, as we've talked about this long-term solution. Yeah, you contact the coaches, but what do you do next? Yeah, there's a lot to this recruiting thing. I say that it's simple, and it is, but I don't say that it's easy because it's not. This recruiting thing is hard. It takes effort, but I believe in keeping things simple so you don't get lost and you don't get discouraged. You don't lose momentum. So what I've set up, what I've had going here, and I want to let you know about, is a 6-module video course. It's an online course. It's on demand that you can take, that I'll take you through the 5 steps to an athletic scholarship. This is a sequential thing, all the way from gaining a coach's interest to making the school choice and everything in between. How do you get from point A to point B? How do you get from the start to the destination. And that's what this is all about. I've got a video lecture that I do on each of these five steps, and it's all part of the six-module course. So my goal in this is to make sure talented high school athletes receive athletic scholarships that they deserve, and I think they do. Talented high school athletes that are also talented academically. I'm not saying you're a 4.0, but you've got some talent there as well. If your son or daughter can compete at the next level, they can compete in college. I want them to be able to receive an athletic scholarship. That is my mission with Recruit Me. That is my mission with families. And I do hope that I can help you. And tonight is the beginning of that. It's that simple. Athletic Scholarship University is the solution. I've done a lot of things over the last 15 years to help families through this process. But this course, this online course using today's technology, allowing you to consume it on demand at your own speed, this is it. It's the only complete course available for athletic scholarships. Only curriculum. It's a one-of-a-kind series of classes that takes you in detail, clearly, step-by-step through the recruiting process, gives you all the tools and the teaching you need. Athletic Scholarship University really is a bulletproof curriculum that will take you from A to Z in your scholarship pursuit. Now, let me outline some of the things, the benefits that you receive from this. First, as I mentioned, you get my teaching by video, detailed steps of action, in-depth instruction. You can watch it over and over again. You're going to get tired of me, actually. No, but it'll be good. It's on demand, so it's on your schedule. Secondly, you receive a textbook. You download that right away as soon as you enroll, and it goes along with the video teaching. It's a blueprint for your scholarship pursuit, and you'll also get a workbook, too, that goes along with that, with fillable forms. Third, I am giving you homework assignments. Homework, I already gave you one from this, saying you got to make those five contacts in the next week. Well, here you go. I'm going to give you homework assignments after each module, because it's not just intellectually that you need to process this, it's doing it. It's just like competing in athletics. It's not what you know, it's how you apply that. So you'll really get things done with these assignments. You'll make progress. You'll get all the Recruit Me tools. This is the fourth thing that I've developed over the years. But instead of figuring out how to use them, and this is something that I was perplexed about, I gave families tools, but they weren't using them or weren't using them right. Well, I'll show you how to do that in the video instruction. There's no ambiguity, no doubts. Fifth, you'll also have access to college coach interviews. This is one of the most popular things I do, is when I interview a college coach. You'll hear directly from them. They're the ones that you want to, impress, I guess you could say. Well, these interviews, that's a gold mine. Sixth, you'll get in-depth interviews with athletic scholarship coaches like me who work one-on-one with families. These families pay a lot of money for their personalized coaching, but you'll get their knowledge as part of Athletic Scholarship University. And then seventh, you'll have access to me. I'm not just going to put this out and say, consume it and take off. No, I'm going to stay on top of you to get your, so you get your work done. And I'll be available through a private email address, so you can ask me any questions at any time. If you're struggling with something, anything that you need, I will be available to you. So you'll get my counsel along the way as you need it. So, this is all just, it's not $15,000. Just want you to know that. We're talking about $29 a month. That's all. This is affordable for just about any family, and that's the way I wanted to make this. $29 a month. You just stay as long as you need it. If you've grasped it, you've gone through the videos, you keep the textbook, of course, and the workbooks. When you've consumed everything you need and you're applying it and you're down the road as far as you feel you need to go with this, and you're ready to run on your own, well, you can just cancel at any time. And that's easy to do right there on your membership page once you join. So it's $29 a month. That's all. You can sign up at athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. And you get immediate access, okay? AthleticScholarshipUniversity.com. I don't want you to do this recruiting thing on your own, and that's why I've created this. It's there for you. Consume it on demand at your own speed. So $29 a month. Now, here's a bonus I want to offer. I've never done this before. For anyone who signs up by Super Bowl Sunday, and if you're thinking, yeah, it's 2017, Super Bowl 51, that's how long I'll honor this, okay? You know how you may be listening to this a year later. Anybody who joins by Super Bowl Sunday will receive a free one-on-one coaching session from me. So we'll go at it. We'll Skype. We'll do it by phone, whatever works best for you. So live coaching session to get you started. But you have to subscribe by, and you have to enroll, join by Super Bowl Sunday. All right? AthleticScholarshipUniversity.com. Now, let's get into more questions. You got through that with me. Hopefully that was helpful. I'm not a salesman, but I wanted to explain clearly, and I believe in this. So bear with me. I'm committed to you. Let's go at this together. Here's a question from Christian who says, no one wants to sign me. All the colleges I've talked to say I'm too small. So what's the point? I read this question. I just got it from Christian this week. And boy, that made an emotional connection with me. Because here's a kid who feels like it's, you know, things just aren't going to work out, that I'm stuck, that I'm not going to, I don't have a chance. So Christian, let me speak to you about this. So let me speak to other families who are just in a rut right now and don't see that how in the world are we going to get any interest? Or I've been rejected a few times, so this isn't going to work out. But let me speak to you. First of all, you've got to focus on the schools that are the best fit. Christian, I don't know which schools you've talked with, which coaches you've talked with, but you really need to zero in on those where you're going to be able to compete, that you're not going to sit on the bench or maybe even not make the team at all. As far as scholarships then, even if you get a scholarship, you don't want to sit on the bench, and that happens too. You want to be competing. You have to come to grips with your real athletic ability, your talent level, which is a tough one sometimes. Parents, it's hard. I believe that we either overinflate our kids' athletic ability or we're way under. We underrate. We underevaluate. We're really bad at this. I mean, we're the worst ones to ask about the talent level of our kids, aren't we? We can't give an honest answer, and that's okay. So perhaps your high school coach or your club coach could give you that information, give you that honest evaluation. Maybe there's a college coach in town that would be able to do that. Perhaps there's a camp that you've been at, you're going to. It's a great place. If you just, you say to the coaches, I really need your honest opinion of my talent level. Where do I fit in? Do I have a chance? At what level? And I think a whole new world will open up to you. So don't overshoot. You want to be stretching yourself, but really zero in on the sweet spot, whether it's D1, D2, D3, small school, large school. That's a tough one, but you really want to be in the sweet spot. So that's the first thing. Focus on the schools that are the best fit. And as we talked earlier, not just athletically. Secondly, cast your net wide. I referred to this, the fact that you go D1, D2, D3, what is it? Well, cast your net wide. You're going fishing. You're going fishing. You're recruiting a school as well. They're not just recruiting you. You're recruiting a program. So cast your net wide. I have a feeling that Christian maybe has just contacted two or three schools and maybe didn't do it that well. And because it didn't work out, just the broad stroke of, well, nobody's interested in me. I don't think that's true, Christian. I just don't think that's true. Because if you're talented, athlete, if you are talented, there is a place for you. You just need to find out what that talent level is and go after those programs that would be a good fit. I hope that helps. This is an emotional thing. When you get rejected, it really pushes you down. Parents, when your son or daughter gets rejected, you feel it too. Let me assure you, this is all part of the recruiting effort. Hey, you're going to be rejecting some schools. There are ones you aren't interested in. there'll be some coaches that contact you and you're just not interested, so you're going to reject them. This is a matter of finding the place that's the best fit. So don't let rejection get you down. Keep moving forward. Put one foot in front of another. Hope that helps. Here's a question from Pam. She says, my son is a junior football player. We spent the last few weeks sending out emails and letters to coaches. And my question is this, since the NCAA has strict guidelines on when schools can contact athletes, will my son actually receive any correspondence back from these coaches and schools anytime soon? So Pam, I've got an answer for you. The key to this is recruiting calendars. I've got a couple of them in front of me right now that I'm referring to. I have the NCAA Division I football recruiting guide, which is available online. You just Google it. I'll put a link in the show notes, those who are listening on the podcast, to the recruiting calendars. I have in past ones as well. But this really gives you a great, great guideline as to what coaches can do, what they can send, when they can call, visits, that type of thing. Now, there's also another calendar, because I want this to be applicable to those in any sport. It's called the NCAA Division I Recruiting Guide for Sports Other Than Football and Basketball. If you go to the link that's in the show notes or just Google recruiting calendars, you'll get from the NCAA, it'll take you to a page that has recruiting calendars from all the sports. But for instance, you say that your son is a junior football player. So here we are after the first of the year. And in the junior year, recruiting materials and electronic transmissions, how's that defined? All forms of private communications permitted, in other words, text, Twitter, can happen after September 1. So your son can be contacted. Telephone calls, one call during the period of April 15th through May 31st. April 15th through May 31st, so phone calls can come beginning then, so that's coming up. And then it explains in senior year the rules about phone calls, off-campus contact. For instance, off-campus contacts can happen by a coach July 1 prior to his senior year. So that's listed there. And then for those who are in other sports, we've got the other guides that are available. These are really helpful for you because it does take some of the mystery out of this and why coaches may not contact you in different ways at different times. So it lists what time of when the electronic correspondence can start. For instance, in women's gymnastics, March 1st of the junior year, September 1st of junior year, that can happen. Telephone calls can begin September 1st of junior year as well. Off-campus contact beginning July 15th following junior year. So that's just some of the things available to you, and this is all on, and I'll show those who are, can I even get this in the camera, see if it shows up. There you go. Yeah, as you can see, it's a great chart to refer to, and that's where I tend to send families. So it takes the mystery out of this, and you can understand why coaches are or aren't contacting your son or daughter at certain times. With that said, I want to mention, too, that you as a family and as a student athlete, you can contact a coach at any time. You can go visit a campus and meet with a coach. You can make a phone call, email, that type of thing. They're just limited on how they can contact you. So if you call a coach and you're not going to reach him or her on the phone, you leave a voicemail, but it's before the time they're able to make a phone call to you, they're not going to respond back to you. They aren't allowed to do that. Those are the rules. NCAA, great site to go. Just start Googling things like recruiting rules, recruiting calendars, that type of thing. It's a good education. There's also the guide for the college-bound student athlete. I highly recommend you download that. It's free. It will give you the guidelines that will help you out. Thankfully, the burden is not on you, parents or athletes. The burden is on the coaches to play by the rules. I've got one more question, but also I've got to share the second and third of three things that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough. So here's number two. Remember what number one was? Do you remember what that is? Let me just read it word for word so we have it right here. Okay. Contact five coaches by 1 week from today. Five coaches by 1 week from today. All right. So I want to make sure I got it word for word the way I said it the first time. Now, here's the second thing that maybe you can do it now. If not now, when you get to the point of having contacted coaches and having relationships going, you've got coaches contacting you, you've got something going here. The second thing you can do to really have a breakthrough is to send updates. There's a tendency to contact coaches and they get back to you and you respond to them and just leave it out there. This is a relationship, and a relationship is a two-way street. If coaches aren't hearing from you, they are assuming you've lost interest, but you're just waiting for them to get back to you. You're expecting them to keep pursuing you, and sometimes you fall off the radar. Well, get back in touch with them, rekindle that relationship. One of the good ways to do that is to send updates to every coach on your list that you have been in contact with at the end of every season, at the end of every semester, whenever there's some at the end of every SAT or ACT score that you get in, give the coach an update. It's just got to be a one sheet. Whatever you're updating the coaches about, just send that in that one page update and say, "Coach, just want you to add this to the file. Here's an update on my stats for this year." Or, "Coach, here's my club schedule for this summer. I wanted you to have it. If you're in the area, please come watch me play." So these things, it's got to be something significant, something valuable for the coach, but these updates are so critical because it keeps the relationship alive, keeps them all alive, no matter what temperature they are at that point. So the third thing that you can do to trigger a recruiting breakthrough, you must respond to all letters, emails, and calls. All right? You must respond in some way. The coach leaves a message, call back, and acknowledge that. This keeps things alive. This could cause a breakthrough. The timing of you getting back with a coach, it could be the perfect timing where they're looking for someone in your position, where they have a slot they're trying to fill. Maybe somebody's leaving, and so they get an opening in this next year or in 2 years, and they're making their plans. So respond back to coaches. This shows that you are highly interested, because the natural tendency is, well, coach wrote to me, and he or she's going to get back to me again. If you respond back, you are going to stand out, and that could produce a breakthrough. So remember to respond to all forms of communication the coach makes to you. So those are three things that will trigger a recruiting breakthrough. They aren't that tough, are they? Yeah, it's not rocket science. It's natural. It's just sensibility. So those three things, they all add up and they make a difference. Okay, here's a great question I want to conclude our time with. In the research I've done, said Chris, the full ride scholarships are actually few and far between. I've also learned that D3 schools are not allowed to give athletic scholarships, but instead coaches use grants and various financial aid options to help athletes that want to play at their school. Unless you're a megastar football or basketball player that gets the seldom full ride, it sounds like you would get more money going to the D3 school than athletic scholarship money at a D2 or even D1 school spread out among the team. True or false? I love this question. So, Chris, as far as whether you get more money or it would be better going to a D3 over the others, it really all depends. You have to do a comparison, an objective comparison, so you come down to, well, what is the bottom line? What is the out-of-pocket expense that I have to pay to send my son or daughter to school? What is that? And there are a lot of variables in that. What is the bottom line? It's not necessarily how much money they're receiving, but how much money is there left that we're going to have to pay? So you got to look at that. And that's just the financial side. There are other things you need to look at in the way of determining the right school to be at. You may be paying more for the school that is the better fit, and that's fine. But at least you're looking at it objectively. I've got what I call the a recruiting scorecard, where you grade these coaches and schools and athletic programs and academic programs. You grade them, and also you take a look at the financial end of that, and you enter those figures in too. And when you come down to it, you know pretty well, it narrows it down to probably two or three schools as you come near the end that are going to be the best fit and will be affordable, will be a good financial decision for you too. Okay, so that's one thing you have to look at. Secondly, you referred to full rides and partial scholarships. And yes, most scholarships, most sports are what we call equivalency sports. Those are ones where the scholarship money is divided up among the athletes. The headcount sports are ones where the athletes get full rides. Headcount sports and equivalency sports. So equivalency, they have to split them up. For instance, in baseball, men's baseball, they have 11.7 scholarships that they have to divide among all the scholarship athletes on the team. That's why some get books, some get tuition, some get room and board. Very few get full rides, but coaches have to divide up those dollars. However, other sports, coaches don't have a choice. NCAA, D1 men's football, all the scholarships are full rides. They don't divide them up. So let me just run down what are these headcount sports where the full rides always are and the equivalency sports where they have to divide them up. Headcount, I'll go with headcount sports here because we look at those, and I'll name those. There's only a few. The rest of them, then you'll know, are equivalency sports. Headcount scholarship sports are football, the D1 schools, football schools, basketball, D1 men's and women's, tennis, D1 women only, gymnastics, D1 women only, and volleyball, D1 women only. So those are the headcount sports, which means that the rest of the scholarships are equivalency sports and they're divided. Hopefully that clears it out for you. I'll remember to put in the show notes of this podcast a link to that information so you have that. Remember, as you move forward, hopefully these three things that I shared tonight on breakthroughs, things you can do for breakthrough, that you really will do that, especially that first one, contacting 5 schools in the next week. So do that. Take action. Scholarships don't just happen, even though we think they do when we read about the athletes who are signing. When we read online, we always think, man, they are so good, they just got that scholarship. Well, there's a backstory to everything. So write your backstory. You have an opportunity to do that. I do hope you will pursue Athletic Scholarship University. So much benefit for you, taking you through step by step through the 5 steps to an athletic scholarship. I'll walk you through in the video lectures. I'll be available to you. You'll get the textbook. You get the content that you need that is the only online course available for athletic scholarships that take you step by step through the process. So I'm excited to offer that to you. Again, it's just $29 a month at athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. Make sure you get the free download that's available for you. How to get an athletic scholarship. I've got that on our homepage at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. I want to offer that to you as well. Grab that, download it. It'll go right along with what we talked about in this broadcast. Anybody who signs up for Athletic Scholarship University by Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 51, will receive one-on-one coaching appointment with me, and we will get that session done by Skype, or we'll get it done by phone, whatever works for you, okay? So I'm looking forward to that. First time I've ever done that. I'll do 100 people if I've got to do that. That'll be lots of fun. So look forward to having you as part of that. Hey, take care. Hopefully this is helpful for you. Tell your friends about it. This, of course, will be, it's live, but it'll be posted. And you can share it with your friends, get them on this, and they can learn the same things that you do. If you have any questions for me, you can email me at John, J-O-N, at recruitme, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-me, recruit-me.com. and make sure you check out the website, resources there for you. Take care. Have a great weekend. If you're listening on the podcast, have a great rest of the week.